We are singing, going to sing Jai Analana Prema Dana. It is the order of Srila Prabhupada that on the disappearance day of Acharyas, this song should be sung. So instead of Jai Radha Madhava, we are singing. Today is the disappearance day of Ramdas Abhiram or Ramdas Thakur. He has several names. So today we are going to sing on behalf of Ramdas Abhiram Thakur. These are all the same person. He has different versions of his name. He is a very, very important acharya in our line of disciplic succession. Most intimate associate of Nityananda Prabhu, cowherd boy, who descending into Gaura Lila, associate of Nityananda Prabhu, Ramdas Abhiram or Thakur. So he was not small acharya, he's big acharya. So therefore, to honor him properly is entirely required. Understand? Good. I'm glad you understand. These things have to be understood. Because if we don't properly honor the Vaishnava saints, what is the value of our lives? If we think that everything is just modern ISKCON, let's do everything the modern way, what is this nonsense, you know? These, Narottam Das Thakur was a little less than, Mahaprabhu was present about 525 years ago. And so Narottam Das Thakur came after him, much to his great, great lamentation. He came after Mahaprabhu. Slight overlaps, but I was not having the direct Gaura Lila. Later by revelation, he saw Mahaprabhu by Narottam Das Thakur saw Mahaprabhu by revelation. That is another story. So, we're very concerned about honoring these saints. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Nama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Bolo, come on, chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. What page was it? Jayanala Prema Dana Karuna Pracho. Jayanala Prema Dana. Jayanala Prema Dana Karuna Pracho. Hena brava kota gela acharya Thakur. Hena brava kota gela acharya Thakur. Acharya Thakur, kaha mora swarup rupa, kaha sanatan, kaha swarup rupa, kaha sanatan, kaha dasharaganata, patita bhavan. ਨਾਥ ਪਤਿਤ ਪਵਨ ਕਹਾ ਮੋਰ ਬਚ ਜੁਗ ਕਹਾ ਕਬੀਰਾ ਬਤ ਜੁਗ ਕਹਾ ਕਬੀਰਾ ਇੱਕ ਕਾਲ ਕੋਤ ਗੇਲਾ ਗੋਰ ਨਤਰਾ ਨਵਰ ਨਤਰਾ ਪਸ਼ਨੇ ਕੋਤੀ ਬਮਤ ਅਨਨ ਪ੍ਰਸ਼ੀਮੋ ਪਸ਼ਨੇ ਦੀਵ ਮਾਤਾ ਅਨਲੇ ਪਸ਼ਿਵ ਗੁਰੰਗ ਗੁਣਾਰਾਨੇ ਦੇ ਕੁਟਗਿਰੇ ਪਾਬੋ ਗੁਰੰਗ ਗੁਣਾਰਾਨੇ ਦੇ ਕੁਟਗਿਰੇ ਪਾਬੋ ਜੈ ਸਭਾ ਸੰਗੀਰ ਸੰਗੇ ਜੈ ਕੋਇਲ ਬਿਲਾ ਜੈ ਸੰਗਾ ਨ ਪਾਇਆ ਕੰਦੇ ਨ ਤਉ ਤਮੋਦਾ ਸੇ ਸੰਗ ਨਾ ਪਾਇਆ ਕੰਦੇ ਨਰ ਉਦਾ ਮੋਰਾ
ਸੋ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਲਮੈਂਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਨਰੋਤਮ ਦਾਸ ਠਾਕੁਰ ਐਂਡ ਵਾਂਸ ਅਗੇਨ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਆਰਡਰ ਆਫ ਸ਼੍ਰੀਲ ਪ੍ਰਭੂਪਾਦਾ ਦੈਟ ਇਟ ਬੀ ਸੰਗ on the disappearance day of all acharyas. Of course, we sing it on the disappearance day of some disciples of Srila Prabhupada also. So it is a lamentation of Narottam Das Thakur. He's feeling separation from the saints. It is another type of vipralamba. Vipralamba, or separation, is for Krishna, Radha and Krishna. But there may be another type of separation from the Vaishnava saints. So this is a song of the mood of separation. The translation: he who brought the treasure of divine love, this means Mahaprabhu, and it was filled with compassion and mercy, where such a personality as, well, this is Srinivasacharya actually. Srinivasacharya gone. No, Srinivasacharya, Narottam Das Thakur, they were within the same group. But Srinivasa is now gone, deported. Where am I, Srup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? So he was not in physical association with these saints. These are the, Srup Damodar means intimate associate of Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, of course, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, all intimate associates of Mahaprabhu. Although Raghunath Das was very, very young when Mahaprabhu was on the planet. So where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta, and where is Krishna's Kaviraj? So this point is that Sadhu Sangha, a real devotee, is craving association of Sadhu Vaishnavas. Just like now, very hot weather we're having now, hot weather. So we are craving to drink, is it not? To drink some nice water or some dab or some juice or something, we have to drink something. It's too much hot. We have to drink. So the nectar of Sadhu Sangha must be taken by any sincere devotee. Otherwise, Prabhupada says, those who think they can become Krishna conscious without association devotees, they live in a grand hallucination. Now, if you're not going to become Krishna conscious, you're going to, maybe you're going to go like a tortoise, maybe you're going to go like a lame man, you know, with one leg missing, maybe. And then you'll have to take another birth, certainly, because you all the leftover desires. So, sadhu sangha. This is about sadhu sangha. I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? And this is Viparamba. Being unable to attain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottam Das simply weeps. Now, this is very real. This is Vaishnava, you know. So we have to come to that point where we actually feel, you know, separation from great devotees of the Lord. That's a sign of progress. And, of course, Prabhupada said that my Guru Maharaj is always with me. So he felt separation from his Guru Maharaj, but on the other hand, within the heart always, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was always giving direct dictation to Srila Prabhupada. Thus, he said, my Guru Maharaj is always with me. So in that sense, what still you, the Vapu or the personal association, the disciple misses, you know, that is natural. Now, we're going to start with our discussion of Ram Das. I have two separate biographies here, so I will go over both of them. It will take us the rest of the class time, most probably. But it's nectar, super nectar. This is not just generic nectar. This is super nectar. It's very nice. Well worth your time. Ladies and gentlemen, well worth your time. I have a compilation called The Lives of Vaishnava Saints. If anybody wants to put it on a memory stick, pen drive, you bring your pen drive and I'll put this on your pen drive. It's I've got most of the pen drive memory stick. If you have one, you bring me and I will offload for you. So Shri Abhiram Gopal Thakur, who's also known as Shri Ram Das. As I mentioned, he has several names, Ram Das Abhiram. I have a godbrother artist who made so many pictures, paintings from the Srimad Bhagavatam. His name is Ram Das Abhiram. So we're talking about the same person here, whether he's called Sri Abhiram Gopal Thakur or Sri Ram Das. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He was also known as Sri Ram Das. He was a great devotee of Lord Nityananda. On the order of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he became a great acharya. So I said, he is acharya. In other words, not only is he in Niti Lila with Nityananda Prabhu, but also Haribol. But also he became a great acharya under the Avesh. And Avesh means empowerment. Just again, under ISKCON society, our society is going on, Diksha Gurus in ISKCON, Guru Parampara is going on by the Avesh of Srila Prabhupada. You understand? There's Saktavesh who descends. Jesus Christ descended from higher planets, perhaps Brahmaloka, but our Prabhupada, he descended from Goloka Vrindavan. And sometimes acharyas, in our line, the acharyas, they are descending from Goloka Vrindavan, mostly manjaris, mostly maidservants of Srimati Radharani. But in this case, we have to explain that the intimate associates of Nityananda Prabhu, they are in Vatsalya Ras, primarily there, or Sakya, Sakya. They're in succubus. They're in friendship. They're generally coward boys. Most of them are coward. There's one or two exceptions, perhaps. But they are generally in succubus, friendship. They are coming from Goloka Vrindavan, and under the order of Krishna, these eternal associates of the Lord, they descended into Gaura Lila, or Nityananda Lila, if you want to say. Whereas, because Mahaprabhu is Nityananda, I mean, he is Radharani. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, everyone please. Sri Krishna Chaitanya? No, no. I hear one or two voices, you're going to have to do better than that. See, this is how we wake up from the deep sleep of the material energy. Sri Krishna Chaitanya? Much better. Radha Krishna? Nahi Anya. So Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna combined together, and he descended. So because he's Radharani, Gaura Shakti, Gauranga, the golden color of Radharani, the mood of Radharani, so Gauranga. So therefore, because he is Radharani actually, so he's surrounded mainly by his associates are on the female side. I mean to say their eternal identities. This is all explained in Gaura Ganesha Debika. The confidential identities of all the, or the primary characters, like a play, like a Shakespeare play, any kind of play, and the list of characters is there. So, the list of personalities who appeared in Gaura Lila and Nityananda Lila, they are, the most prominent personalities are all listed in, Gaura Ganesha Debika. Their confidential Braja, identities are all described. It's a very nectarine subject matter. It's difficult for me to restrain myself, but we're under some serious time constraint here. So, Abhiram Das Thakur, he defeated a very influential personality. He smashed atheists and blasphemers who were very much afraid of him. Haribal! Oh, come on, please. The thing is, there's probably... How many of you have Brahman initiation here? So then you know, I'm not compromising anything, just to give some hint about Gayatri Mantra. The gopis become, I'm not giving away, this is not unethical because I'm not telling you the actual text of the mantra, but Prabhupada does write it in his books. One line here, one line there, translations of Gayatri Mantra. The gopis become enthused, isn't it? Yes, no? That's not, I'm not compromising the ethics here, because I'm not saying the exact text. The gopis become enthused, and then later shloka says, Mahaprabhu, he becomes enthused by the devotional service. So enthusiasm is the core of our sampradaya coming down from Lord Brahma. Haribha! Better, better. He smashed atheists and blasphemers. Haribha! With Nityananda Avesh. So they were afraid of him. He was empowered by Nityananda Babu. He was always in ecstasy and always kind, this is Vaishnava, always kind to the fallen souls and all the devotees. Now it is said that if he offered obeisances to any stone other than Shalagram Shila, he would immediately burst into pieces. Boom! You have to understand something about this Ram Das Abhiram. He's not a ordinary person, you know, and he was full of extreme mystic power. Extreme mystic power. Now, because he's a coward boy, and in Chaitanya Bhagavad and in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will find how describing something where they are joking around, play acting the Leela. When Nityananda Prabhu was a little boy and they were play-acting Braja Lila with their friends, and they didn't have a script and there was no tutor, there was no teacher telling them how the script should go. So the adults who were watching the little boys put on these perfect plays of Krishna Lila, they're going like, well, how did you know? Because they had not... The two youngest study in the Sanskrit and the Bhagavatam and all these things when they were too young, and when they're doing perfect Braja Lila. They asked Nityananda Prabhu, how do you know all this stuff? We didn't teach you. Your school teacher is not yet teaching you. Why do you know all these things are deep in the Shastra? You're knowing all these things. Where are you getting from? Nityananda Prabhu says, he's a boy, a little kid, tiny little boy, you know, maybe 5 years old or something. He says, these are my pastimes. Anuman! Jayatai! Jayatai! Oh, Krishna Balaram, Maya's attacking. It happens. It happens through technology. As much as technology is highly touted, but Maya attacks through technology. Okay, here we go. Because an internet page came up and I don't even have internet connection. This is nonsense. Anyways. So, I want to tell you about one of Ram Dass's pastimes. I don't know if we're going to come across this biography here. But anyways, this is truly amazing. Your eyelids should go, oh, come on, you got to be joking, Maharaj. No, I'm not making this up. This is Nitya Lila. One day, because it's coward boy, so I said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavad described how they are having this mood of coward boys, especially the friends and associates in Nityananda Prabhu, like Ram Dass. So the followers of Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu, now one day they are talking amongst them saying, "Whoa, you say you're a coward boy, okay fine, let's see. If you are actually a coward boy, let's see how you can do the sticks, the baton." They take a stick, way high in the sky. I don't know, you don't see in India, but people from the West know the marching bands have, pretty girls in miniskirts, low-cut miniskirts, and they've got these, it's a baton, it's about this long, or sometimes very long like this, you know, with rubber bulbs on the end, and they throw them high in the air. This is fascinating, because actually it's coming from Goloka Vrindavan! Anyhow! This is not known. There's not one person sitting here who knew that, I'm sure. Baton twirling, because of Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, if you're actually a cowboy, let's see. First of all, you take the stick and let's see you can do." And this, you know, sometimes you can see somebody on a stage, how they're very much expert with stick, you know. Yes, yes. Sometimes you can see they can put under the leg, around their back, and this and that, like they're like as if their arms are made out of long rubber or something instead, but very... The English word is agile, very smooth and totally flexible and throwing up high in the sky and then catching perfectly and all these things. This is Nitya Lila! Some of you sitting here will be doing that. Anyhow! Because we are, actually everyone here is going to enter into, unless you want to, you know, even if you take a temporary, stopover on the heavenly penance, we hope not. But if you really want big mustachio and big armies and lots of sex and somaras and all, you can go for some 14,300,000,000 years to heavenly penance, no problem. You could do it. Positions are open. But we don't want. So many of you sitting here will become coward boys. Hariba! Some of you will become manjaris. Hariba! So we like this. That's what Prabhupada is giving, present tense. So in Krishna Lila, I mentioned Gaura Dagana Desha Deepika. That's where it's described that Ram Dass Abhiram was Sridham in Braja Lila. Sridham, one of the most prominent coward boyfriends of Krishna. And he was Nityananda Prabhu's dearmost devotee. But he was householder. His wife's name was Sri Malini Devi. Now I want to tell you about, I told you, he was a flute player. He played the flute because he's a coward boy. But in Gwalior, he was also playing flute. You know, from time to time, sometimes he would want to play the flute because it's in his blood, so to speak. He's a coward boy. And they play flute. They go out, they play with the cows. They heard the cows, they play with each other, and they play on the flute. Krishna's not the only one that plays on the flute. Practically every coward boy, they are playing on the flute. You know. So, um, I told you Maya attacks. When there's Hari Katha, Maya attacks, you know. Anyways, not to worry, we know Maya attacks. Ta-da! So, this flute playing, this is what the associates of Nityananda Prabhu, they play sometimes on the flute when they're in the mood, like the ecstasy of Coward Boy comes over them and they want to play like that, and they do it, and sometimes they will do dramas, everything. Lord Chaitanya Nityananda and all their associates would sometimes dress in elaborate costumes and do Ramayana and so many plays they used to do, everything like that. That is all in the Shastra. So one day Ramdas Abhiram wanted to play on the flute. He did not have any flute. I want a flute! No flute, sorry Prabhu, there's no flute. I want a flute, I want to play the flute now! They're in the forest. They're in a forest. So I said, now I'm in the mood, I want to play the flute. Well, Prabhu, there's no flutes around. I mean, I don't know, it'll take a long time to make one and all that. But now I want to play the flute. So he picked up a log, L-O-G. I mean, let's say it was, you know, it must have been a meter and a half wide at least. Log, you know, cut a piece of fallen tree. He picked up a piece of fallen tree, and let's say it must have been at least as long as from this column to the altar. That size. So the Shastra says that 12 men could not pick it up. But single-handedly, Yogeshwar, he is eternal associate of the Lord, single-handedly, because he felt like playing the flute, he picked up the log, a piece of a big fallen tree piece. What? 12 men could not lift. He picked it up and he started playing it as a flute. Hariva! This is Ramdas. Hariva! Welcome to the spiritual world. Hariva! When we actually understand the spiritual world, then we'll say, why am I wasting time here? That is the conclusion of Krishna consciousness. Why am I wasting time in this Radha place? It's much more fun than the spiritual world. Haribao! Jai! We can do all kinds of things. We can just play all day long. Not a bad idea. No video games, sorry. So, there's given explanation. He's from Bengal also. Hooghly district of West Bengal. So most of our great saints and sages and associates in Gaura Lila and Nityananda Lila, they're coming mostly from Bengal. But it's just so high place. Ruined in modern times, but now our movement has been left to our movement to reestablish pure Krishna consciousness. But so he was also from Hooghly, district of West of Bengal, and a description is given how to find his place. Now one day there's a deity, Gopinath of Krishnagar. Now the deity is in Krishnagar, who was the personal deity of Ramdas. One day the deity of Gopinath appeared to Abhiram Gopal in a dream. I love deity dream stories. It's ecstatic. We cannot artificially, we can't be sahaja and just think, oh, I had a dream. Well, I don't, you know, who knows? But the point is, these things are real also. You know, like Japitaka Swami has had dreams about talking deities. So has Jananivas in Mayapur and so forth. You know, there's no time to relish those right now, but there are ISKCON devotees that have dreams about talking deities. Those are real. It's not hallucination. It's not imagination. So deities, and all throughout the Chaitanya Charitamrita, deities are appearing in dreams, and sometimes they're talking deities, like Sakshi Gopal and so forth. So one day, the deity of Gopinath appeared to Abhiram Gopal in a dream and informed that he wanted to manifest himself in Krishnagar. Now, Kushnagar is still a city there in Bengal, the other side of the Ganga. I don't know, as the bird flies, maybe it's 20 kilometers or so from our temple, I'm not sure, maybe 25. But to get there by road is winding around and crossing the Ganga on a bridge and all these things. But Kushnagar, he was buried, the deity was buried in the earth, and in a dream he ordered Abhiram Gopal to excavate him, means to dig him out and inaugurate or begin his worship. So Abhiram Gopal went to the place where the deity indicated he would be found and began to dig. There, after some digging for some time, he found the mind enchanting. Listen to this language. The mind enchanting deity of Sri Gopinath. Arriba! See, if we're not enchanted by Krishna, we'll be enchanted by Maya. What does Maya mean? Sex, money making, economic development, isn't it? If we're not enchanted, if we're not mesmerized, if we're not hypnotized, if we're not in love with Krishna, we don't develop our love. See, Prabhupada would say, just somehow or other, just become attached to Krishna. Order of Prabhupada. Somehow or other, just become attached to Krishna. Any way you can do it. But the easiest way is to become attached to a deity. Just like everybody coming here is attached to Radha Samasundar, Krishna Balaram, like that. And so many deities, so many glorious deities in Vrindavan. So, mind enchanting means capturing the mind away from the dirty things and let the mind become thrilled with Krishna. Oh yes, then we know we're on the right track. This is called Ruchi. Sri Gopinath, mind enchanting deity. The place where his discovery is made is now called Ramkund, and there's a small lake there. The Bhakti Ratnakar, that's another one of the Shastras describing the era of Gaura Lila, Nityananda Lila. After having dug out the deity, all the devotees headed by Ram Das bathed in the sacred waters of the Kund near the spot where the deity had been found. From that night on, the Kund became famous as Ramakund. Now this is nice. Whoever takes a bath in this Ramakund becomes free from birth and death. Anyhow! There's lots of benedictions in the Shastra like that. One day Abhiram Thakur Gopal was overwhelmed with ecstasy of Sakya Ras and a desire to play the flute. Okay, here it is. He began searching the four directions for a suitable flute. That's when he found in the forest a huge log, and the log was so huge, 16 men, not 12 men. 16 men could not move it. Grabbing hold of that big log, he turned into a flute and began to play on it. So Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Ram Das was one of the principal branches of Nityananda, branch of the Chaitanya tree. So the Chaitanya Charitamrita is describing the different branches, because he was householder, so then there are descendants from him. And the trees means, like a Dvaitacharya is one of the trees, for example. Yes. Well, you haven't read Chaitanya Charitamrita, how do you know? You haven't read, have you? A Dvaitacharya is not literally a tree, it means like family tree, the same concept, you understand? It means family tree, dynasty, or more accurately for our Sampradaya. The descendants of Advaitacharya, descendants of Nityananda Prabhu, and so forth, and so many other acharyas who were householder, then the descendants of their so-called tree. So Ram Das was one of the principal branches of the Nityananda branch of the Chaitanya tree of bhakti. He was full of Sakya Prem, in other words, love in friendship. So this was quite a big pastime when he picked up the log that 16 men could not lift. Now, here's more important information about Abhiram Thakur. He had a whip. Are you ready? You know, like, sometimes they're used for herding animals. Usually they use a stick, but a whip means probably it could have... And they're often made out of leather, and sometimes they're split and so forth. So bullwhip, that is a type of, it's a heavy duty whip, you know, it's not just like, whipping with some flowers or something, a heavy duty hardcore whip. And that whip was so powerful, it had divine Shakti. It was named Jayamangal. Jayamangal was the name of his whip. Whoever was struck with this whip became filled with Krishna Prem. Anybody want to get whipped by Abhiram Thakur? Let's go for it. But it may take us a while, you know. But we'll enter into that later, don't worry. Everything in Krishna consciousness is based on desire. You want, you can get. But if you want pretty girls, dancing girls, no problem. Positions are open. You can become Indra. That's okay. One day, so whoever was struck with this whip, they develop all this great ecstasy of prem. One day, Srinivasacharya went to take darshan of Abhiram Gopal. At that time, Abhiram Gopal touched him three times with the Jayamangal whip. The Thakur's good wife, Malini, cried out, "Oh my Lord, don't touch him again. Calm yourself." I guess she was afraid he was going to become so filled with prem that he would just leave his body or something, you know. I mean, she knew him, and she knew the potency of his whip. So she said, no, three times is plenty, no more, you know. As a result of coming in contact with the whip of Abhiram Thakur, Srinivasacharya became filled with Sri Krishna Prem. Hariba! 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 See, having ball helps keep you all awake also, you see. That's one of the tricks, you know. When Nityananda Prabhu was ordered to preach in Bengal, Nityananda Prabhu sent Abhiram Gopal and Gadadhar Das along with him. Mahaprabhu sent Abhiram Gopal and Gadadhar Das. Remember, there's Gadadhar Das and Gadadhar Pandit, they're two separate personalities. They went with Nityananda Prabhu and touring simply by seeing Abhiram Gopal. Atheists and blasphemers would flee in terror. Hariba! He was a remarkable scholar, well versed in all the scriptures. He married his wife Malini on the order of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So I don't think any brahmacharis here have to worry that Nityananda Prabhu is going to order you to get married. I don't think you have to worry about it. But he was ordered by Nityananda Prabhu. So he got married. His disappearance day is on the seventh day of the dark moon of the month of Chaitra, which is today, although that changes every year. So in that day, a huge festival is held in Krishnagar. So as we speak in Krishnagar, there must be a big festival going on in honor of Ramdas Abhiram. Now, we have a little time left for part two. Ta-da! Are you ready? Yes, no? You ready for more nectar, or are you bored? I didn't think so. It's good stuff. This is real Krishna consciousness. Okay. Ramdas Abhiram from another biography. So I have to do some skipping because there's some repetition of what I've already said. He was Sridham in Krishna Lila, and he was favored in Nityananda Prabhu. Now, one day, Krishna and Balaram and their coward friends were playing a game of hide-and-go-seek. I mean, like I say, if you want to play games all day long and you don't want to get serious, but of course to get there you have to do some tapasya, you could become, you know, go play with Nityananda Prabhu and the coward boys. You could do like that. So he was playing a game of hide-and-go-seek with Krishna. Krishna and Balaram were playing. In the middle of the game, Krishna decided to go to Nadia to enjoy his pastimes there. So he took with him Balaram and on all their friends on a transcendental whim. Huh? He just became inspired all of a sudden. They're playing hide-and-go-seek. He's playing with the coward boyfriends, and all of a sudden he becomes inspired to go to Namadvip Dham, and then they went to Nitya Lila Goa Lila. Hariba! This is nice. Now what happened is, So he's taking his best buddies. Balaram went with him into Gauralila and their friends, and he invented himself another dream. But somehow or other, he forgot Sridham, who remained in his hiding place in a cave. So they played, remember, they were playing hide and go seek. And they forgot to tell Sridham, "Hey, Sridham, hey, you know, we want to go to Navadvip now, and wow, there's some really cool pastimes coming up. So let's say, come, we're just, okay, game over, let's go." But they forgot to say that. So playing hide and go seek, and Sridham still hiding in the cave. You got it? Hello? You don't understand? You do understand? I'm just checking. Don't look blank. Or if you look blank, I'm going to quiz you. Okay. So, Sridham was in a cave, and he didn't realize that the rest of the Christian Balaram and the Kaur boys had all gone off to dive deep into Gauralila in Navadvip. But they forgot to tell Sridham that's what they were going to do. He was in his hiding place in the cave. After a while, Krishna noticed that Sridham had been left behind and sent Balaram as Nityananda. Just a minute. This is ecstatic. He sent Balaram in the form of Nityananda back to Braj. Got it? Yes, this is very transcendental. He said, "Come on, we've all gone to Nadia to play there. Hariba! Go Hariba! Go Hariba! Go Hariba! Nita go Hariba! This is Nityananda. Go Hariba, Nityananda. It is Nityananda. We're all entering into Nityananda. Just so you know, you may wonder, well, you know, I mean, I'm attached to Radha and Krishna, you know. And then what about this Gauralila, you know? So, I want to go to Braj and I want to enter a Nityalila. Some want to go on the Manjari side, some want to go on the cowboy side. I don't think any peacocks are sitting here. Probably not any cows sitting here. Probably not any trees sitting here, the Shantaras. Probably not. That's not what Prabhupada came to give us. Prabhupada is collecting his eternal associates. Get that straight. This Sankirtan movement, his divine grace, Jagadguru A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he came to the material world to collect his eternal associates who took the wrong turn. It's a mind blower, isn't it? It blows all the mundane fuses. You know, like you turn on a halogen lamp in an Indian socket, it might blow the circuit, you know. This is not very expert at material things. Spiritual things. India is better at spiritual things, you know. So our circuit may blow on the concept that Prabhupada came to collect his eternal associates. Everyone sitting here is eternal associates with Prabhupada. Only a question of when will we enter into Nityananda with Prabhupada? It's only a question of time. Even if you rot on the heavenly planets for 13,400,000,000,000 years, where the sincere devotees go back to Godhead and enter into Gauralila and Nityananda Lila with Abhiram Thakur and the Garud boys and all this going on. But you may say, "But wait a minute, I'm attached to Radha and Krishna." No problem. This great mystery is explained in the Brahma Samhita. Supposing you want to be Garud boy, no problem. Well, then what? We've spent years and years chanting Hare Krishna, hearing about Mahaprabhu. Goranga, Goranga! Come on. Goranga, Goranga! Goranga, Goranga! Goranga, Goranga! But now all of a sudden, by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, all of a sudden, I become Manjari and poof! Mahaprabhu is gone forever? It doesn't sound right, does it? It isn't right. It's not correct. So what does anyone know what Brahma Samhita says? Anyone know? You know, yes. Huh? Nityalila, huh? Nityalila, in your swarup, your spiritual body, Nityalila is going on, whether you're a coward boy or Manjari. What does I say? You know, Prabhupada is not collecting trees and cows and birds. Well, the probability is almost zero, because we are eternal associates of Srila Prabhupada. Anybody? He's collecting his associates that got lost somehow. That's a fact. We took the wrong turn. So he is Nitya Siddha, Nitya Lila. He is internal Lila, and then he's come here to scoop us up. So whatever your sarup is, whether you are on, of course, I mean, this is ridiculous to talk about sarup, because we are not free from sex desire and we're rotting in this material world on the metal platform. So the talk of sarup is premature. But just the concept, understand the concept. If you are a cowherd boy, what happens to Mahaprabhu, you see? Or supposing you're a Manjari Gopi, what happens to Gauralila, you see? It doesn't disappear. Brahma Siddhamita says, the jiva, that's us, the soul, has the capacity to simultaneously engage in Radha Krishna Lila, whatever your Nitya Lila may be, with Radha and Krishna, with coward boys, or with Radharani and her friends, or however it may go. But Brahma Siddhamita says both. Capacity of jiva. So simultaneously we can enjoy Nitya Lila with Radha and Krishna in Braj, and simultaneously elsewhere within the plan of the Goloka Vrindavan, we are enjoying being part of the Panchatattva Nitya Lila simultaneously in another body. Anyway, you got that, Prabhu? That's what I thought. This is a very important point. Brahma Samhita says that you can, jiva has the capacity, soul, that's you, you're a jiva, yes? Has the capacity, the ability, to be simultaneously engaged in Nitya Lila of Braj, whether you're on the coward boy side, or Manjari side, Gopi side. And simultaneously in Gora Lila, with the Panchatattva, along with Srup Damanar Maharaj, along with Ramdas Abhiram, and all the eternal associates of the Lord, we will be there. And we will be in our Radha Krishna Lila also, according to our eternal Ras. But we don't, at the present time, we can't worry very much. Those who seek after understanding their sroop now, this is bogus. It isn't necessary. Unless it's revealed to you, it has to be revealed to you. That is different. We're not on that plane. You understand? We should just emphasize Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Perfect sarana bhakti. Then there's some, later on, somewhere, some question of sroop. You understand? That has to be there. So, but we can meditate on that. We can understand all the future is very bright. You see? This we can understand. So Sri Ram, Nityananda Prabhu came, took Sri Ram and we've gone on to Nadia to play there. Sri Ram said, who are you? He saw, looks at Nityananda Prabhu. Who are you? I don't know you. I don't recognize you. Who are you? He says, I'm your Lord Balaram. Can't you recognize me? Then Sri Ram says, oh, come on. You can't be my Lord Balaram. You're too small. That's interesting. So in the spiritual world, apparently the spiritual bodies are very gigantic, very huge. Apparently, according to the statement by Sri Ram, which we have to take as being authoritative, since he's Nitya Siddha devotee, apparently they have gigantic bodies in the spiritual world. Apparently, according to this statement, too small. Because in the Kali Yuga, the measurement of the body is, the average is what? 5'10" or something like that. I'm 5'10". So, in his Dwapara Yuga, it is much higher, taller. When King Muchikunda was in the cave, then he woke up and he saw the trees were smaller. He said, "Oh, it must be Kali Yuga." So this is what Sridham was talking about. "You're too small," means that Nityananda Prabhu appeared before Sridham in a body keyed to Kali Yuga. Otherwise, he would have been a giant in Gaura Lila, and that would have sort of spoiled things. You understand? Good. This is, not that easy to understand. I'm trying to make it digestible. So Nityananda Prabhu, this is Nityananda Prabhu in his spiritual form. He says, "Well, if you don't believe me," he's talking to Sridham, who was hiding in the cave and got left behind. "If you don't believe me, then I'll take off running." No, you take off running. "If you don't believe that I'm Balaram, you take off running. If I can't catch you within 10 paces, then you'll know I'm not Balaram." Clever, huh? Nice. This is Leela, ecstatic Leela. So then Sridham says, "Okay, it's a deal. Catch me if you can." Ha ha ha. He thinks that this stranger that he doesn't know who he is, who is pretending to be Balaram, won't be able to catch him. So Sridham took off running, but Nityananda Prabhu immediately caught him. But now Sridham told him, "Now looky here. Now get it straight. You dudes..." Whoever's done this transcription is using Manan's language. "Now look here. You dudes left me behind, so I ain't going you to your Nadia, whatever you call that place. I'm not going because you, like you, the other slang word language from America, you dissed me, you disrespected me, you left me behind, so why I should go with you?" You know. Then Nityananda Prabhu kept coaxing him out, come on, Mama. Sridham was adamant, "No." Finally, he manifests himself as an expansion of himself, Ramdas. In other words, finally Sridham became Ramdas. And in that form, he agreed to go. But Sridham still wanted to remain behind as his feelings were greatly hurt. It hurt his feelings that he was left in the cave when everybody else took off to have fun somewhere else. That hurt his feelings. You see? So Ramdas was also dissatisfied and very prone to anger. When Nityananda Prabhu's first child was born, Abhiram Thakur came to offer his obeisances to the child, who died on the spot. In this way, 7 of Nityananda Prabhu's children had to depart from this world just after taking birth because Ramdas come offer obeisances and they die. I told you it's full of mystic shakti. Anybody bored yet? I don't think so. This is pretty fascinating stuff. Finally, a daughter, Ganga Devi, was born to Nityananda Prabhu and Vasudha Devi. And when, after offering his obeisances to the child, Abhiram Thakur saw that the baby was unaffected, he exclaimed, "Ha! This time we haven't been deceived." Then he immediately composed 100 verses in praise of Ganga Devi. In other words, when he realized that Ganga Devi was a goddess appearing as the daughter of Nityananda Prabhu, and he said, "Okay, fine, you're for real." It took a long time for him to become convinced. This is a very, you could call it bizarre lila, but these things are going on. It's not boring in the spiritual world. I will just try, you know, to complete on some of these things, and however much more nectar we can pile in the next 5 or 7 minutes. So he immediately composed 100 verses in praise of Ganga Devi, and when Vyuchandra Prabhu took his birth, Abhiram again came to offer his obeisances. We saw that Vyuchandra Prabhu was unaffected as another son of Nityananda Prabhu. He composed Sri Pibhadrastakam. So, There's one devotee from Gauralila called Raghunandana. He heard that Abhiram Thakur had come to meet with him, but he missed him, and he ran to catch up with the Thakur. Finally, he met him at Bordanga, where they danced together in ecstasy. When he was dancing with Abhiram Thakur, his ankle bracelet came off and fell down at Akaihat, where Kaliya Krishna Das used to do his bhajan. You ready for that? He used to do his bhajan. This Nupur is still being worshipped, the ankle bracelet being worshipped, along with Kaliya Krishna Thakur's deity at Karvi, not far away from Katva. I believe this also, Katva? Katva is also in Bengal, is it? Yes, no? Huh? So Gopal Guru Goswami was also similarly tested by Abhiram Thakur when he was only a small boy living with Mahaprabhu in Puri. By the mercy of Mahaprabhu, who invested his potency in Gopal Guru, the boy emerged unaffected by this Shakti of Ramdas. So, I mean, you know, it sounds like he had a chip on his shoulder on account of being left behind in the cave, and so he had this sort of trigger anger thing. But at the same time, but the thing is, it's not surprising that associates of Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu is full on Avaduta. Avaduta means madman. His recreation used to be to go to the Ganga and play with the crocodiles, and everybody was freaking. You know. You can't tell anybody to get out of the water. Oh my God. No, he's doomed. But I mean, he's Balaram, you know. Balaram, who gives you spiritual strength. So for Lord Balaram to wrestle with a crocodile, no big deal. You know, so that was he's doing for fun, but the devotees couldn't understand, because they were covered by Yoga Maya. They could understand not that he was the personality of a Godhead, you see, that's Yoga Maya. Or maybe they would sometimes understand, sometimes not. Because if they were always understanding, then that would spoil the fun, you see. Okay, there we have it. We managed to get it all in there. The trains are given if you want to go there. His deity was Gopinath, we discuss. Okay, so that's it for Ramdas Thakur Disappearance Day. We should always remember that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he reasons ill who say that Vaishnavas die. So that Ramdas Abhiram here is not dead. Certainly not. He's living in Nitya Lila, and we can enter into these kind of Leelas, you know. Okay. Any questions or comments? Okay. Shri Ramdas Abhiram Thakur Ki Jai. Jagat Guru Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Giri Ash Govardhan Ki Jai. Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Radha Shama Sundar Ki Jai. Nitya Gopinath Nandi Hari Hari Bolo.